10 minutes after 8, Darian Ray joins us here on Beach Mornings. Good morning, D-Ray.
Good morning.
There, say it one more time.
Good morning.
There you are. I thought I had the button pushed. Anyways, so you came in today because, once again, you fired up the baking time machine. You went baking yesteryear. Now, you had some help with this one. So who was your swamper today?
So my sister came in to be my sous chef because there was a lot of manual labor with this one, we'll
manual
say.
Manual labor?
Yes. What? There was some Oreos that needed to be...
Modified?
Modified. We'll say they had the icing removed and they had to be crushed.
Wow. So you actually went ahead and had your sister
yep.
take out the icing, take out the white stuff.
A whole family pack of Oreos.
What'd you do with the white stuff? What'd you do?
We added it into the ice cream.
Okay. So tell me about what I have in front of me here. It looks amazing, by the way.
It's called the Buster, it's from the 1980s. So this is because Dairy Queen actually came out with the Buster Bar.
Oh, nice.
And they wanted to duplicate that in the home. So they created their own at-home ice cream cake. So that's what we have in front of us today.
So it's the Buster ice cream cake. And like you said, it features an Oreo crust.
Base. And then there's just your regular vanilla icing. It actually says you can use whatever flavor icing or ice cream you want.
Yeah.
But we just went with vanilla because we had the vanilla centers of the Oreos we added in. And then you make chocolate syrup for the top.
Yep.
And that involves the... this time, instead of using sweetened condensed milk, we used evaporated milk and butter and chocolate chips and vanilla extract to create a... chocolate syrup for the
top. Everybody was living high on the hog in the 80s, I guess, because we got ice cream, we got butter, we got chocolate, we got Oreos, we got all the good stuff. And so
there's a lot more things available to you to be able to make your desserts a little bit more fancy in the 80s.
Ooh, okay, so I'm going to give this a try. This is the Buster ice cream cake from baking yesteryear. Here we go.
And I had to try mine actually just now because I had to let it sit in the freezer for 6 hours. I think my sister's actually having ice cream cake for breakfast at home right now, so we'll see.
That's awesome.
We'll see if we get a message update from her how she's liking it.
When you said that you mixed in the white stuff into the ice cream,
the centers of the Oreos, we just added that in.
I thought to myself, that'll just disappear. You won't even notice it. But you do. It's a very unique sort of flavor to the ice cream then.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit more sweet, but it definitely tastes like an Oreo center, the ice cream.
I love it. Wow. So how long did it take you to make this?
Well, the prep and everything only took half an hour, but it's the waiting time that takes the most because you have to melt your ice cream a little bit to get that centers of the Oreo to mix into it. Mm-hmm. So you have to let it completely re-solidify before you can serve.
Gotcha.
So we let it sit overnight, but it says... at least 6 hours in the recipe before you can serve.
Well, I'm really happy that you took the time and that you were willing to share it with me after all that waiting and patience. It paid off, Darian. Once again, another home run from baking yesteryear in the baking time machine with D-Ray.
Well, thank you.
Dang, that's good.